Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Down the left sideline, this pass for Holstein is caught on a dead run. Sincerely on his way. 20, 15, 10, touchdown. 82 yards. Holstein to Sincere Lee. And for Lee, his previous long pass caught was 17 yards.
College football, the voice of Pitt Hall of Famer, our play-by-play master, Bill Hillgrove, who joins us every Thursday at this time. And you can see Bill on the radio via our video stream at kdkradio.com. Bill, good morning.
And then you'll realize I have a face for radio.
Well, how about those Panthers? 4-0, they had a bye week. Eli Holstein. Eli is four times, he is the ACC Rookie of the Week. I don't know that that's ever happened. Coach Narduzzi said last night he's not sure that ever happened for one player in a whole season.
Wow. He's been terrific. And, you know, if there's one thing where they have to improve, it's consistency. You know, let's see a performance where they get a lead and then are able to better dictate terms of the game. And maybe that's the next step they have to take.
And that was Youngstown State, 73 points they put up. Now you go into ACC play, little different, and North Carolina kind of licking their wounds. They've lost two in a row, one to James Madison, 70-50, sound like a basketball score. And then last week, they didn't allow a point in the first half, end up losing 21-20 to Duke. What do you make of this Mac Brown team?
Well, I think that they're going to bring their best against Pitt. I think they're going to be out to prove that those were flukes, that that's not the way this team is defined. And if you look at the Tar Heels, they're pretty talented, although, you know, they're on their third quarterback of the season. They have got good running backs. They've got really good receivers. And how about the size it tackles, Larry? The left tackle is 6'8", 325, and the right tackle is 6'7", 340. So, you know, they've got some muscle, and I think the Panthers have to deal with all of those things and try to deal with them well.
What about, Bill, the North Carolina defense that Pitt is going to be tackling here?
Yeah, they've got some people who can, cover sideline to sideline. They've got a pretty good pass rush, even from their front people. And, I think if Pitt has had a problem, it's been protecting Eli Holstein. You know, just too many sacks. So let's see if maybe this Pitt offensive line can rise to the occasion, because Carolina can bring it on both sides of the ball.
And as Coach Narduzzi pointed out, think about the quarterbacks North Carolina has played since he's been coach. You had Mitch Trubisky, then you had Sam Howell for a while, then you had Drake May. So this North Carolina team has been kind of a nemesis for the Panthers over the years, and they're hoping to get over the hump. It's homecoming there at Chapel Hill. It'll be an emotional day, but you want to start the ACC play with a W, right?
Yeah, and I think I buy into Narduzzi's logic. History really doesn't affect this team. These guys were too young to remember that disaster where North Carolina won the game on a play where there were five people in the backfield, and it wasn't called. But Pitt fans remember, and so let's see if they can, you know, chase those ghosts and come up with a win, because a win at this point in the season would certainly put them in the top 25. Not that that's important. You know, I buy into Narduzzi's thing, and the players do. Let's go 1-0 every week, and then let's figure out how many wins we have at the end of the season. But this will be a tough one. But if Pitt can get a lead, I think they can dictate some terms.
All right, let's turn the page to Sunday Night Football. Steelers-Cowboys, you've called a lot of great games between these two over the years. And I don't know, Bill, I think Sunday Night Football has come what Monday Night Football used to be in terms of national interest. And Steelers-Cowboys always draw big ratings.
They do, and I think it'll be a barn burner. I look for a really good game. And, you know, it's very interesting. A week and a half ago, the Steelers were undefeated. And, you know, a lot of people were on the bandwagon. And all of a sudden, they lose one game. And, you know, some of the people have jumped off that bandwagon. But, you know, that's the nature of fans. I think the Steelers are pretty good. I think they have to have a better pass rush on Dak Prescott this week than they did last week. And, you know, I know Steeler fans looked at some of the replays and thought that T.J. Watt was held a few times. It wasn't called. And then, you know, how about the league saying, oh, we agree with you. That call on Minka Fitzpatrick was baloney. Well, you know, it's too late now.
Yeah, a lot of good debt does it.
That could have been.
Extended one of their touchdown drives. And, you know, but you can always play the what-if game no matter what Sunday night. You can talk about.
Speaking of what-if questions, Bill, there's been some reports and a lot of chatter on social media about the possibility of the Steelers picking up Raiders receiver Devontae Adams. I'd like to know what you think about this.
You know, I remember the Brandon Ayuk stuff and everybody get fired up about that. I think there are two other teams that have a better shot at Adams than do the Steelers. And what's wrong with, you know, the little guy, number 19, being your second receiver? That pass he caught down the middle against the Chargers and took it to the house. Calvin Austin, he's got some ability. So I think maybe it's a rush to judgment when you hear, you know, a player saying, I want traded.
Yeah, and Calvin Austin had some injuries early on in his career, and he's finally to the point where he's healthy. And you saw his explosive ability once he got rolling. All right, Monday, October 14th, Bill will be honored as Man of the Year by the Saints and Sinners at the same time. Bill, I remember being on the Gateway Clipper fleet when Myron Cope was the Man of the Year years ago. You were there, and I'm sure you're excited about this because a lot of people are going to want to salute you as we will do at the Lamont. By the way, that's Monday the 14th again, so congrats.
Thank you very much. We should have some fun that night for sure.
And where will your charitable donation for this? Because that's a great component of what they do.
We're going to include Santa's Kids, which, you know, we provide Christmases for some families that otherwise wouldn't have one, mostly in the eastern suburbs. It's a good cause, and so I'm very happy that they're honoring me and happy that perhaps Santa's Kids will benefit just a little bit.
Well, we have some surprises for you, and I'll see you on the charter tomorrow headed to Chapel Hill. Billy, thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, always a pleasure. H2P.
And as Myron would say, hum-ha, the great Bill Hillgrove.
Oh, yoy.
Thank you, Bill.
Sure.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every week at this time, we check in with Christy Graver. She's the food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. Happy October.
Yeah, I know this is one of your favorite months of the year for many reasons. So let's start with why.
Well, there's something about seeing a scary movie on the big screen. So there are
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Lots of opportunities this month to do that. We have a list of 30 horror flicks playing at local theaters on our website. I think I'm going to go see Halloween 3, Season of the Witch at Row House Cinema in Lawrenceville on October 25th. This is the one that doesn't have Michael Myers in it, but what it lacks in Michael Myers, it makes up it up for in Pittsburgh native Tom Atkins. So
I love Tom Atkins' work.
To go see it.
Yeah, Tom Atkins is from Mount Lebanon, right? Originally, he's a Pittsburgh guy.
He's still here. So,
what's your favorite horror film of all time? If you had to pick one,
the original Dawn of the Dead, filmed in Monroeville Mall.
In Monroeville Mall, and. Yes. Thanks to George Romero, in a big way, Pittsburgh has become the zombie capital of the world.
It is. And I think my apartment is the zombie capital of Pittsburgh. So,
you know, the one line that I always remember from Night of the Living Dead, the original, and they did a remake with Tom Savini directing.
Great.
Yeah, it's good, mm-hmm. too. But the original, classic, black and white, Bill Cardill's in it, all these people, Pittsburgh, you know, but... They're coming to get you, Barbara. What a classic.
It's so good. It still gives me chills legitimately today. So I love it.
All right. One of your roles as food editor is to also sample some of the brewery works and places where you can get adult beverages. So
yes,
there's big news for people in Ross. Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. I'm happy to do it. And if you're from the North Hills, you've probably been to the Perrytown. So this local watering hole has been around in various forms for generations. It's like 120 years old or something like that. But after a long closure, it's back. It is now the Perrytown Tap House. And it is a bar and a restaurant, but it is also a tribute to its founder, Jason Hunt. Last December, 42-year-old Jason died in his sleep, and his dad, Joe, and his best friend, Steve, took the reins, and they've spent the last year putting their heart and soul into his dream. And it's really beautiful. If you were there before, it was kind of rough around the edges, but they've restored it lovingly. I'm so happy it's back in business. Miranda Gifford is the chef, and the food is just excellent. So welcome them back. It's a really good place, and you'll probably see me there at the bar having a beer.
What a great tribute to Jason, and such a tragedy to lose him so young at just 42. So that's the Perrytown Tap House in Ross. That's right there on 19, right?
Yep, it's right there.
You can't miss it and look for Christy. All right, this week in Pittsburgh history.
Do you remember where you were whenever this giant 40-foot tall, three-story wide duck floated into Pittsburgh. This happened 11 years ago, which blows my mind. September 27th, 2013. And the Steel City had great cause for celebration for this thing. Local businesses fed into the waterfowl frenzy. They offered a variety of duck-themed meals and cocktails and pastries and mini duck mementos. I think we need another enormous inflatable mascot to unify the city. Like, I'm proposing a Monongahela monster on the Mon every October.
There you go. Or some giant zombie.
That would be great, too.
By the way, where I am seated in the air chair here at KDK, if I look through our big glass window into our newsroom, there is a mini replica of that duck. And it's periodically, I see people that have them. Didn't they release like a whole bunch of those in the river? There was some kind of charity thing involved where they have this duck drop, and then they were numbered, and you have a number. And if they pull, if your duck was first, you know, downriver, you won some special prize.
I did not win, but that sounds great. I think they should do that every year, just make it part of Pittsburgh because it's just so cool. We were the first city to get it, so.
We were? We love being first at stuff here in Pittsburgh. Hey, before you go, last week we talked about some of these fright houses that obviously are open for business. This is going to be a great weekend weather-wise to go out and do anything.
Yes.
What are some of the big ones? I know Kennywood has their fall festival.
Yeah, I went to Kennywood and it was great. Lots of weird food too. I rode the Black Widow and almost got sick, but I can't do that anymore. And there's a Haunted Acres Manor. I hope I'm saying that right because I always get them confused.
Oh,
that one's really good. I was at Demon House last year. It was really fun. So there's lots of things to
There's explore. One up in Butler County, just north of Cranberry. It's Zombies of the Corn.
Yes.
And you get on a hay wagon and they have paintball guns.
Yeah.
And they take you on a hay ride, a haunted hay ride at night into the fields and zombies attack, but you shoot them with paintballs.
It's so, I did that the inaugural year, so many years ago. That was my first venture out after having my daughter. That was my first story back into journalism after having her. So it's really great. I'm glad they're still going on.
Yeah, apparently. And by the way, they have this guy that looks like, speaking of Halloween, with the mask on, walking around, and he kind of sneaks up on people and terrifies you. So be alert. All right, Christy, have a great weekend. We'll see you at the Perrytown Tap House at some point, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Bye.
Christy Graver, read all about it in Pittsburgh Magazine, pittsburghmagazine.com. This is the Big K Morning Show, and this hour we welcome Paul Gott from the Pittsburgh Business Times. You can see Paul in all his glory through our video stream at kdkradio.com. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, and I appreciate you leading in with The Clash, a London Calling. That's great. Thank
very you. Good. Very good identification. I know there's an app that you can put up, and it'll tell you what's on.
Oh, no, I'm a huge fan of The Clash.
You got it. All right, let's talk about the story you did about the economic impact study done about U.S. Steel. As you are acutely aware, a lot of controversy about this. KDK TV's John Delano just talked to Kamala Harris. She doubled down on saying U.S. Steel needs to remain a U.S. company based here. And Donald Trump has said the same thing. It's a rare agreement on any issue, but important to this region for all the obvious reasons. So what does this economic impact study reveal?
I think, well, first of all, it's really important to say that the economic impact analysis was done by the company, by U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, to delineate a little bit of the, how much it's going to impact the area, the Mon Valley Works, the Pittsburgh region. So there, you have to take it with a grain of salt, but they're kind of putting a little more flesh around what the $1 billion commitment that Nippon Steel has made to the Mon Valley Works if the deal goes through.
But it's sounding like, so we get it. The union members are generally against it. The stockholders are for it. They voted 99% to do this deal. But then you have both presidential candidates saying they're going to stop it. Joe Biden kicked the can down the road a few weeks ago to say, well, to move it beyond the election. What do you foresee happening in this deal? It sounds like it's really in limbo or maybe not a real possibility.
Yeah, that's definitely way above my pay grade in terms of what might happen. There's certainly been a lot of twists and turns about it. It is important, like you mentioned, that the review, the security review, and a lot of things have been pushed till after the election. I think that we might have a resolution at that point. The companies both say that they expect the deal to be completed by the end of the year. Time will tell whether that's optimistic or not. It is definitely something that a lot of people have a lot of interest in, from the stockholders to the employees. The other thing that's interesting about this study is that if you think about it, it's talking about how many construction jobs there would be at the Mon Valley Works if they put $1 billion of investment in there. And that is sort of another way the company is sort of trying to sell the deal. And it's also another union aspect of it. It's Pitt's sort of one union, the United Steelworkers, which represent the employees against, say, the building trades. I think that everybody in the building trades would love to see, especially with the new terminal at the airport and the UPMC Presbyterian tower being completed, they'd love to see another big project. And that would be, they say, 5,000 jobs.
I wonder, after the election, how long it'll take to officially address this, and if there might be some change of heart. We won't know that for sure, Paul, but we do know that if we lose U.S. Steel in this region, it would be a major economic blow.
Yeah, it would be. It's a very interesting, and it's definitely more than just here, but here in the Pittsburgh region, it'd be felt very highly. I had an interesting discussion yesterday in Uniontown with the head of Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, and that's a Japanese company that has a lot of operations here, has long had operations here. And, you know, I've heard anecdotally that Japanese companies had been concerned about what was happening and what the climate was for investment in the U.S. And the CEO told me that they are obviously aware of it, but it's not impacting their investment, and that they also saw it as politics and that it would get resolved at some point.
Well, that's encouraging for those who would like to see U.S. Steel stay here, however that configuration works out to be. Read all about it, the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul, thank you. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Larry. Take care. Have a good day.
You got it. And Paul Gopp with the Business Times, and John Delano had an exclusive with Kamala Harris. As a follow-up, you can see his entire interview at KDKA Television's website, kdka.com. Here's just a little snippet of Kamala Harris talking about this U.S. Steel Nippon deal.
So how will you block Nippon but keep our steel jobs right here?
So let me tell you where I'm coming from. I feel very strongly that U.S. Steel needs to remain a U.S. company, and that the people working there need to be American workers. And I think that is also why I am proud, and I do have the support of the Steelworkers Union.
But if you block this foreign acquisition, how can you guarantee that there will be support? Will it come from the federal government to make sure that these furnaces stay open and the jobs are kept here in Pittsburgh?
It is my priority to keep the jobs in Pittsburgh, understanding again that the folks who are doing that work are doing hard work, good work. It is part of not only a tradition of American industry to do that work, but it is part of what we need to invest in the future.
Yeah. Kamala Harris with John Delano, KDK TV. And again, you can see the entire interview. We appreciate John sharing that with us. KDKA.com. Oh, I love this song. I just had to pause for a minute, Paul. I saw the Stones last time they came here. It was such a great show. And what was most amazing to me was watching Mick Jagger run around the stage for hours.
At age 80, what, two?
Crazy. And Keith Richards just turned 80, and we talked about this on his birthday, the memes that came out and said, Keith Richards is still alive and Richard Simmons is gone. It has me rethinking this whole health craze that's going on about nutrition and exercise.
Hey, speaking of great rock bands, I wanted to throw this in. Pink Floyd has sold their music catalog, their name and likeness, to Sony Music for $400 million.
Wow. I'm a big fan. I think
Dark Side of the Moon
is a masterpiece.
Sure is.
So during COVID, when I was walking a lot more outside, just to be outside, I put it on to walk around the lake at North Park. And for the first time in years, listened to the entire album, uninterrupted, uncut. And I thought, man,
that's the way it was meant to be listened to. The whole thing is meant to be, you know, you drop it on the turntable and the only time you stop is to turn the album over, right?
I said, this is genius.
Yeah, it sure is.
Really is. So $400 million
mm-hmm.
for their catalog.
Good for them.
I wonder what they would pay me for an old Sears catalog I still have. Right? I mean.
You know what? That brings memories back for me. Remember when the catalogs would come to your house? Shortly before the holiday season, how much fun it was paging through to look at all the toys and stuff.
Yes.
It was great.
I got a couple of stories I want to run by you.
Okay.
One is there is now research that finds that condom use is down among sexually active teens and young adults.
Uh-oh.
CBS's Allison Keys.
Remember condom ads like this one? Where a man shops with a screaming child with the caption, use condoms? That's not so much the case now, and students at the University of Mississippi say the disinterest in the bowls of condoms at gyms is indicative of changing attitudes. Few teens and young adults are wearing condoms, even though people aged 15 to 24 made up half of sexually transmitted diseases in 2022. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Now, not every state mandates sexual education, and less than half require information on contraceptions. But what may be surprising to many, Paul, is the sexually transmitted diseases that are going around retirement homes and mm-hmm, villages.
That's right. Did she say this was at the University of Mississippi?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's interesting that the people would be that careless about birth control in a state where abortion is much more difficult. I think you have to leave the state to get an abortion.
That's why.
I mean, that does make me scratch my head.
That's why that issue is, you know, that the whole thing about all of it is kind of up in the air. And so it'll be interesting to see where all this goes over the course of the next, really, after the election and then a few months after, we'll see where all of that goes.
I guess what I'm saying is too, Larry, as an adjunct to that, is that, you know, if you don't want to have an abortion or have to deal with the question of abortion, then wear a condom, right?
Right.
It just doesn't add up.
Meanwhile, I want to share a little bit of an interview. When I saw Jimmy Carter turned 100, and keep in mind, he's been in hospice for well over a year.
Yes, he has.
And his wife passed even after that.
100 years old. Yesterday, was it?
No, it was a couple days ago.
Tuesday, yeah.
But then I thought about, you know, John Shumway and I interviewed President Carter on this very show in 2011. And we were surprised to have the opportunity, but it was only because he wrote a book. But wait till you hear what book he wrote.
Time now for the Pat Narduzzi.
Wait a minute. Where's Jimmy?
Good morning. This is Jimmy Carter.
Good morning, Mr. President. Larry Richard and John Shumway.
Here with you and with all the folks around Pittsburgh.
Yes, from the world's first radio station, KDKA.
Oh, right. This is a real honor, special honor.
Mr. President, I almost chuckled when I heard that your new book that was coming out was the Bible. I thought that already had been written.
Well, it's a little bit embarrassing to me, but what Zonovan did is, you know, this is the most popular
of why they sold Bible, and they wanted me to take 200 of my teachings about individual passages in the Bible that I've done in Maranatha Baptist Church for the last 30 years or so, and let them use it to illustrate how the individual scripture verses or passages apply to modern-day life, whether they were written in the Hebrew text 4,000 years ago or so, or whether they were written a couple thousand years ago when Jesus Christ lived. So I agreed to let them do this, but and I'm very proud that they decided to do it, but I'm not presumptuous enough to equate myself with the writers of the Bible.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And he went on, and John asked him if he had a favorite Bible verse, and it was John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
which you have seen over the years. It became popular at sporting events.
You saw it everywhere. That one guy with the rainbow wig.
Right, I remember that.
I mean, he made that was a statement.
Right.
You could not associate that rainbow wig without John 3:16.
And he showed up everywhere. I mean, you couldn't. But it was really an honor to get to talk to Jimmy Carter.
A Sunday school teacher in Plains, Georgia, a farmer who wound up being a governor, served in the Navy, by the way, submarine service, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then after that, went on to be the president of the United States. And then after that, as you were saying just the other day, what a remarkable life he lived after the presidency, especially his association with Habitat for Humanity.
He and his wife, the late Rosalind, did so much for so many people, set the bar high by example, by doing and not talking
right
about what he was doing.
See him, you know, wearing a hard hat with a hammer in his hand.
Yeah,
so, you know, and a bandana around his head.
It was very cool to have a chance to talk to Jimmy Carter. I love Shumway's question, though. I thought this Bible was already written.
Way to go, Shummer.
I love it. Oh, Shummer's the best.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.